Your cooler can lose its cool.
Ooh, this beer is warm.
Keep your drinks and food cool with a Yeti cooler from RTP. With a Yeti cooler, ice will last a week, even in the Missouri heat. And a Yeti cover bottle will keep your drink ice cold all day long.
Now that's a cold beer.
RTP has the area's largest selection of Yeti products, from hard and soft-sided coolers to cups, bottles, and now the new jugs. They're located just off I-44 and 141 on West Outer Road in Valley Park. RTP, ready to play.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word. It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Now it's CC's bring the party home with three medium one-topping pizzas to go for just $4 each at participating locations for a limited time. Purchase a minimum of three pizzas.
Join the barbecue revolution every Sunday night from 4 to 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 to 5 p.m.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pit-a-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Look, Jackie, I don't need to talk to you.
Crossed over. Well,
first of all, Mike, my name's not Jackie. Alright. And yeah, you're right, you don't need to talk to me. In fact, why don't you not talk to me? Go back in your office. Go
I think he called you a jerky.
Oh, yeah, jerky.
Look, jerky.
Street. Jerky.
I think you're right. Huh. Remember the jerky boys?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that clip is actually from.
That stuff was fun.
Frank Rizzo.
Yeah. Thank goodness it's finally cooled. No, wait.
Mm-mm.
That's a hundred. Sorry. I was thinking about another year. Isn't tonight sort of the cold front, and then tomorrow's nicer? We're taking my grandson to the zoo tomorrow. And my experience with the zoo is this. We only go maybe every 5 years. You know, you go when you have little kids. You go when you have company coming from out. Hey, look, here's Scott Sherman.
Hey, look at this. World.
Well, he gets confused. He's older now, and he thinks it's 4 o'clock.
Oh.
But that's okay. I told him he could sit in with us. But I forgot to check with you guys. Is that okay with you?
No.
Nah.
I'll see you guys at 4.
Why did I know? Or say no. Nah, just sit in and shoot the bull with us.
Thank you.
But the zoo, we're going to go tomorrow because it's supposed to be noticeably cooler, at least tomorrow. And it seems to me the times we go, though, we seem to pick the same day that everybody else chose to go to the zoo.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty much every day in the summer, unfortunately, yep. Yes.
And why is that? Because it's free, and there's
vacation, people
water
vacation.
Spray things to run through.
Well, there's parking, though. You'll have to pay for parking.
Yeah. I like the zoo. I don't like the rest of it. I don't like the...
Are you going to go to the children's zoo inside? I think you have to pay to get into the
children's zoo. Is extra.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm extremely wealthy. I don't care.
You keep asking about money.
So. Yeah, money means nothing to me. Yeah, that's nothing.
I had to stand outside the zoo with a sign. Please help me.
Well, that probably is true. You would do that.
Get into
and it would be fun.
You should have a T-shirt that says that, Dan.
we went a couple of years ago and took him, and they have that. How long since you've taken Archie to the zoo?
Oh my goodness, a month or two.
2 days. Okay,
so you know pool where you can touch stingrays. Did you go in there? Where?
Yeah.
My only problem with that is, isn't that how Steve Irwin got killed, being over a stingray, and it stung him?
He got one pierced in the heart. Mm-hmm. I don't think you're going to just touching it with your hand.
You'd only get pierced in the hand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Isn't the stinger on their tail?
a barb.
A barb is that's on their tail, right?
Stick you? Yes.
It is still the greatest zoo in the country. It is. It's just I tell you, I went to San Diego Zoo years ago when my dad couldn't really walk well, but we got him a wheelchair and pushed him around. Not only is it not even close to being a second best zoo, and I haven't even seen the other zoos, I thought it was horrible, and you had to pay to go. There was nothing about it that was anywhere close to St. Louis, and that for some reason always gets the attention. Oh, here with Carson is from the San Diego Zoo. Why do they always have somebody on from the St. Louis Zoo? Because the San Diego Zoo, one, it cost, if I remember, it wasn't cheap. It was considerable, and it was real hilly, lots of up and down. When you're pushing somebody in a wheelchair uphill, and then, of course, you got to be careful because if you lose your grip because you're sweating, let them go, there goes your grandparent down a hill. And then
end of the lion enclosure.
It hits a curb, they flip over at end of the lion, and the lions eat them in front of everybody.
That would ruin your day.
That is a bad day. So that's what we plan to do tomorrow with him. Good afternoon. I didn't welcome everybody. Welcome. Oh, my goodness.
Hmm?
Today is Thursday the 13th. I always like to do that because people go, what? And I like for the things we do here to end just with that thought in people's heads.
Yes.
What? Like a new person moves to town, they kind of look around, something to listen to, and they hear Rat Boy. Do what you do, Rat Boy, every
day.
Yeah, they hear that, and they go, what the heck? So there's no explaining. You just... you'll find out that eventually you laugh at it, and you don't know why. So Scott Sherman is here because next hour... as we do every Thursday, we will let him help you, and he's happy to do that at no charge. We ran some rough numbers. The average cost to the average caller who calls in here, you would have been billed $960. We based that on the amount of time he spends with you, the subject matter, right? You know.
For lawyerly advice?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there you go. We're glad to have you here. Does anybody have anything to say? Scott, you're welcome. The Burke segment is supposed to be just if in the last 24 hours, or since we were on the air last, if anything unusual happened that you saw or experienced, you share it with people.
I love the Burke segment.
Well, thank you. Do you have anything to say in the last 21 hours since we got off the air? Anything?
Well, I you mentioned it's the 13th.
Yes, it is.
July.
Yes.
And coming in and out of the elevator in my office building, it has 14 floors. But it really doesn't have 14 floors.
It has 13.
It has 13 floors. And these people that in these very skinny suits, these guys in their 20s that I don't know what they do up on this floor.
They don't even know.
They get into there and then can you hit the 14th floor? And I just felt like saying to these guys, you know, you work on the 13th floor. You don't work on the 14th floor.
No, you're actually on the 13th floor.
The 13th floor. And the same with the people that get on planes.
Right.
You're not in the 14th row. You're in the 13th row.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to be superstitious personally.
Hey, look who's here. Eon the peon.
Oh, thank you. You know, with the broken mirror thing or walking under ladders. But for businesses and elevator companies to actually go so far as to not put that...
I can't even comprehend... You know, when they sit down with the architects and they go, now, you know, we're not going to have a 13th floor. Is that okay? And everybody goes, oh, yeah, we don't want that. How stupid.
It didn't work well for Kurt Warner. He wore number 13.
And?
Huh?
I think it worked very well for Kurt Warner, quite frankly.
Yeah.
The guy made millions and millions of dollars. Did he not?
Working at a Hy-Vee and playing Arena League
did
football.
Did he do really well?
Yeah, he did.
Now he's a Hall of Famer.
That's what I meant. It was like reversed.
What you said was it didn't work very well for Kurt Warner.
Yeah.
Meaning like having, you need to learn to communicate. I mean... I'm sorry, but I know you're a professor.
At this point, you want him to learn to communicate?
Okay, forget it. You're right. Yeah. Just keep being Dan. That's okay.
Okay.
And one last thing you mentioned in the zoo. I was watching a show on one of these Discovery Channel or something, which I'm fascinated by a lot of the outdoor shows.
Oh, like where the hyenas eat something and chase it down? Yeah, I love that.
And also where people live outside and it's freezing cold and they have to shoot a caribou or something. I think that's interesting because I'd never do that ever, but I find that interesting. There's a couple that live in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and they have their own zoo. A guy started out, he was a lumberjack or something. He decided he loved animals. They have created their own zoo where they have lions and a hippopotamus and a bunch of tigers and hyenas. And these people are amazing. Uh-huh. And it's a long way away from here, but a very neat
zoo. Where did you say it was?
In the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
It's not that far.
You could take a trip up there, Chicago up to Wisconsin, make a right. So it was a very compelling thing because they were they had a white tiger, and it was one of the very the only time where a white tiger was going to give birth in captivity at a zoo north of where most of the zoos were on a private zoo.
Nothing more beautiful than a white tiger. That's a beautiful animal.
And then the thing unfortunately didn't make it. Yeah. But very wonderful people. And after I watch it, I think I'm going to donate something. But you mentioned the zoo, and I thought, and they give these people, these animals, a lot of room to roam, acres of room.
You know,
that's interesting.
What is not only, I think, the ugliest animal, with the exception of a mole. A mole is really ugly. Have you ever seen a mole?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they don't have any eyes or something. Yep. They just have like a thing of a nose to dig through. They can't see anything.
You need to go. Well, when you go to the zoo tomorrow, there's a thing in the children's zoo called the naked mole rat.
I've seen it.
And it looks like...
I've seen it at the zoo.
Oh, it's hideous.
It looks like the male genitalia with buck teeth.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll bring a picture.
Imagine your penis with buck teeth. Try to imagine it. I've seen this thing. It's so ugly. Imagine its mom when it was born. Oh, yeah, look at this. He just pulled up on the computer. What a horrible, so disgusting. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it looks like the thing that somebody's mom, if it was found, doesn't want it to look like what it really is. Like that it has batteries in it, and what's this? Oh, it's the
How about its name?
Mole.
A naked mole rat?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, you stick rat. No offense, rat, if you're listening. So here's the deal. The ugliest, other than that, animal to me is the poor, and you got to feel so bad, because you know at some point, and I'm talking about the hippopotamus, and a hippopotamus's life, when they're born, they don't know what they look like, and then one day they make it down to the pond, and they go to get a drink, and they see themselves, oh my God, because they've seen other animals, the lion is a beautiful tiger, and they see themselves, and that's why I think they're dangerous, because they're mad.
Our zoo has a new baby hippopotamus.
And I'm sure as a baby they're ugly.
They are ugly, but not quite as ugly as it is when it's a grown.
Their teeth are like pegs. They're not like a sharp tooth. Two nights ago with my grandson, we're watching, and it was like Scott's Discovery or something, and they were showing animals from around the world. They show this hippopotamus, and then on the screen they give you statistics, weighs 60,000 pounds or whatever, and then they gave the length of its longest peg tooth. How long do you think a hippo's tooth is?
I've seen some of those get really long. I would say 3 feet.
3 feet?
Come on.
I was going to say like 10 inches.
Because they kind of curl. I've seen some big...
Foot and a half.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, foot and a half. That's still 18 inches. Let me show you half of that. Here's half of it. That's just half. Oh. Double that. You got 18 inches. Yeah. And everything about them is ugly. They just... They move ugly, they look ugly, and that's why I think they're dangerous, because, you know, when you're mad, you're dangerous. And I think they're mad all the time because of the way they look. I forgot, did you have anything to say? You started?
We didn't start. No, we offered Scott the...
Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Okay, that's just Eon the Peon, it's all yours.
Thank you very much. Just a couple interesting things I saw yesterday. There is a thing, have you ever heard of...
Yes.
Lesbian bed death?
No, but I'm imagining...
Lesbian bed
I'm imagining death. What that might be.
This sociologist did a study where
Can I tell you what
you think it
sounds
right.
like? You walk in on two lesbians.
And
they're good looking and they're hot, and you try to join in. And they don't want you to, and they kill you. That
could be one version.
That sounds like lesbian bed death.
It also sounds like the band opening for the Seventh Planet band.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight.
Dan, write that down. Lesbian bed death.
Death.
No, Dan said lesbian dead death.
Dead death.
No. lesbian Benedict. That's a great, Scott, yeah. That's a great name.
So this sociologist did a study, and he studied a bunch of these lesbian couples, and it finds out that in his study that they have the least amount of sex of any other kind of couple, whether it be heterosexual married couples.
Who does?
Lesbian couples, because he found out that when they become secure in their relationship, mm-hmm. they just don't feel the need to have sex anymore.
That sounds like my wife.
Yes, that's what. Yes, but think of that though. You know how it is with the heterosexual. You know, everybody goes, "Oh, you're gonna have," but there's always a steady decline just because
what?
They're
no, what? No, there's not.
They become.
Well, no. You have a very unusual marriage. Mm-hmm. If over time you're sexual.
Yeah, I know it's kind of hard to think.
Yeah, that's
what you have going on.
Ours just keeps ramping up.
But think about that. You have two women then in this relationship, and they're secure. So they just that's one of the couple, you know, those type of couple. That so they named it lesbian bed death, just because
they don't
out of
sex.
Anybody else a couple.
Their sex life kind of died.
Yeah,
is what they're saying.
There's no one there to say yes.
Yeah,
you have two women.
Exactly.
Right.
They don't hey, Jennifer, are you? Nah, I'm either.
I two more. Have a headache.
Yeah, we both have headaches again tonight. Yeah. Oh, how about that? And then the last thing I found, there was this Chinese guy who bought a VIP first class ticket. The airport.
Yeah.
But he figured out a way. You know, I've never flown first class. I think you have maybe a couple times you've upgraded to.
As an upgrade with points on a credit card.
Right. And
I've never purchased a first class ticket.
For first class people, they have VIP lounges in the airport that you can. Everything is available. You know, usually hot food, cold sandwiches, just anything, everything for free, drinks, you know, because they cater to those. I mean, when those people that pay full price for those tickets, they're very, you know, they're probably 10 times more expensive than any other ticket. So this guy found out a way to do that. He would just go into the airport. He had his ticket. He would go in and eat a dinner, you know, really nice dinner. And then at the end of the meal, instead of getting on the plane, he would just postpone his change the flight. So he did this for an entire year. Just kept... rescheduling the flight. And it took a full year for this airport to finally figure out, or this airline, that this guy was doing this. So he got 300 meals for free. So when they caught him, they go,
beautiful.
Hey, you can't keep doing this. And he goes, okay, I'll just cancel my ticket. And he got his money back.
It sounds like Dan.
Yes. Dan, there you go. You have to, the bad part is you got to come up with the money first.
Well, you got to come up with the
VIP ticket. But I just thought that was hilarious.
Good one.
Anything that's else? All I had.
Dan, anything?
No, not really.
Scott,
no.
Nothing. Uh-huh. No. Let's close it. Berk segment's officially closed. All right, here's what we're going to do. I am going to turn it over to Dan, who's going to turn it over to. Is Tim doing traffic?
Yes.
To Tim for traffic. And then we're going to take a little break and we'll talk to John Londoff.
Yeah.
And he's going to talk to you. And then before you know it, it'll be 4 o'clock. And let me tell you something. This is the fastest hour in radio. It's 4 to 5 o'clock. And I'm not kidding. It flies by. And you folks who wait to call, I don't know what you think you're accomplishing, that if you what? Wait, there'll be lines open that are no. When we kick off 4 o'clock hour and I give you the numbers, if I were you, I would call because you can get some really good sound advice and help from Scott Sherman. But first, I'd like to hand it over to radio award-winning Dan Strauss. Dan?
Thank you so much, Frank. And I'm going to turn it over to Tim Weiland, the radio award-winning traffic guy.
Yeah. Tim, we laughed at it.
No, that's Tori in the background laughing.
Oh.
As soon as Dan said that.
Tori laughed like this. She goes,
yeah.
I think Tim was laughing at Tori. Hi, Tori.
Tell her when she laughs, she sounds
Tori's
just
got
like
that
you.
Manly type of laugh.
Well, that's real nice.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sure she really appreciates that. Nothing a woman wants to hear more than you sound like a man.
Wow.
Let him know, Tori. Yo, okay.
Man.
Hey, we've got a stalled vehicle on westbound Highway 70 after Zumbel. It's blocking the left lane. Look for delays there. They did clear the accident that was on eastbound Highway 70 in Forestella. It looks like we may have something again now, eastbound 70. at Wentzville Parkway because we're getting big backups there. Southbound 270 is on a stop-and-go pace now between Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Same thing on eastbound 270 from east of McDonald through New Florissant. And westbound 40, drivers just starting to slow down now from the Science Center to the TAM overpass. And this traffic report is brought to you by Lowe's. Get an extra 5% off every day with your Lowe's Advantage card. Subject to credit approval and can't be combined with any other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with traffic updates from the best in the business. Tim Weiland to get you home.
My job is to get you from point A to point B with the least amount of hassle and the safest way possible.
Weekday mornings, wake up to McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson. You'll get the latest from ABC News, the award-winning KTRS News Department, weather from Fox 2, and the latest traffic updates from the hardest-working traffic guy in radio. Yep, you guessed it, Tim Weiland. Traffic reports when you need them. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Hi, I'm John Grayson for Premier Heating and Cooling. Now is the best time for you to give them a call at 636-916-1122 because as we get out of the cooler weather and into the hot weather, you want to make sure that your cooling system is ready to handle the task. Have Premier Heating and Cooling come out and give you a checkup. They are the most experienced and oldest American Standard customer care dealer in the St. Louis and St. Charles area. They work on and maintain every major brand of heating and cooling products. Their certified factory-trained technicians are all fully licensed and insured and ready to do the job. They've been servicing the St. Louis and St. Charles area for many, many years, 25 years of experience in residential and commercial HVAC. And not only are they A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, but most of their business at Premier Heating and Cooling comes from people who were referred by family members or friends. Whether your needs are residential and they'll sit down and talk with you about the best plan for your system, or you're working with a commercial system, there is only one number to know, 636-916-1122. That's where you find Premier Heating and Cooling.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Hartcastle, asking you to listen to my Money Talk radio program every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on KTRS, the Big 550, where we discuss your money in an easy-to-understand manner. We'll have interesting guests chat about money, the current marketplace, and the wonderful world of investing. Also, listen for my money market wrap-ups Monday through Friday on the Big 550 a.m. at 4 p.m. That's the Big 550 KTRS at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday.
The outdoor life. But in the heat, your cooler can lose its cool.
Ooh, this beer is warm.
Keep your drinks and food cool with a Yeti cooler from RTP. With a Yeti cooler, ice will last a week, even in the Missouri heat. And a Yeti cup or bottle will keep your drink ice cold all day long.
Now that's a cold beer.
RTP has the area's largest selection of Yeti products, from hard and soft-sided coolers to cups, bottles, and now the new jugs. They're located just off I-44 and 141 on West Outer Road in Valley Park. RTP, ready to play.
All Shook Up, featuring Elvis Presley's chart-topping hits, live at the Muni now through the 19th. Sponsored by U.S. Bank. Tickets available at Muni.org or at the Muni box office.
Here's a business you can own and make lots of money. Shack Shine's a house detailing service that power washes driveways, sidewalks, and a whole lot more. Check out Shack Shine at americasmallbusiness.com.
Have you seen Bishop's Post new menu items?
No.
Well, I have it right here.
Let me see. Ooh, they have appetizers like oysters and shrimp cocktail, more new salads like the tenderloin salad, new entrees like lobster mac and cheese.
It's all good at Bishop's Post on Chesterfield Parkway West. Online at bishopspost.com.
Mike, first now, one at a time to go around the room and greet John Londoff. I'll start. Hi, John. Go ahead, Scott. Scott Sherman.
John, how are you doing?
Dion?
Hi, John.
Dan?
Hi, John.
There you go. John, how are you?
Who are you guys?
We're on the Big 550.
Oh, this is Thursday at 3:37. I'm usually used to Monday and Wednesday at 4:40 or something like that. Hey, great to talk to you all.
We have no idea what that was. What
this meant. Is great. This is so great. Just, you know, waiting to get to talk to three really sharp people.
Has Mike Evans been talking to you and saying, hey, if you drink a little wine before you go in, you'll be a lot more relaxed? He's been emailing you.
Frank, if I talked to my customers that way, we would not be one of the number one Chevy stores in the country. And
what, if you had fun with them?
No, if I was, you know, making fun of them.
Oh, no, no. Making I don't think. No, we've never made fun of you, ever.
You're kind of a comedic bully. You know that, man?
Whoa, that's a good
one. A comedic bully.
How about this? Wow. Put that your pipe and smoke it. Wow. You know, I have to be careful.
No, you don't, apparently.
Yes, I do. You know, a lot of the listeners don't know you as well as I do. They take offense if I pick on you a little bit.
I don't.
Okay, well then, that's it.
Till today.
Say that again. Repeat that again. That Wait. You do not take offense when I pick on you.
No, I don't. Okay. I know what's in fun, and I know what's serious. And if you ever called me and you were seriously mad, believe me, I know it.
I don't get mad. It's a waste of energy.
I don't think I've ever seen you mad. Even at work, in your office, I've seen you a little put off and maybe disappointed, and somebody needed a little extra nudge to get a car moved that wasn't moved, but I've never seen you mad. I've also never seen you intoxicated, and I pay attention to that, because if you go to dinner with people or if you play golf with someone, you if you do it two or three times, you'll eventually see the real person. It'll come out, and I always watch to see if somebody just doesn't know when to say when, as they used to say. And I've never seen that.
It's a key. And that was being raised by this great guy, Johnny Londoff Sr., who grew up in taverns. My grandpa at one time had up to three taverns in the city. And my grandpa, Harry Londoff, didn't drink. He would take some scotch or VO and put it on his fingertip and swipe it on the rim of those decorative glasses. Remember those highball glasses?
Yeah.
You really couldn't tell what was in there. Well, it was soda. You know, but he put a little bit of VO or something or bourbon on the top of it or whiskey. And so, you know, when he was, you know, toasting everybody, it was as if maybe Harry Lonoff was having a drink with you. But
isn't that sad, though, that you sometimes feel you have to make other people think you're also drinking? I know people that do that with ginger ale, and they'll do it with other drinks that look like an alcoholic drink. And they told me, they go, well, I don't want to make it look like I'm not drinking along with everybody else. What's wrong with being different from everybody else?
Right. That's right. You just gotta.
Yeah, be yourself.
Be a leader. Be a leader.
There you go.
Hey, the first.
How about when you're around someone, you're just like, oh man, they're out of control. They're obnoxious. And then if you're in a small setting, you're like, where do I go now?
I can't stand being around drunk people like that.
Well, there are two kinds of drunk people. The people who become really funny and fun to be around, and the people who completely change and turn into obnoxious, rude monsters.
Yeah.
Alcohol is a weird substance. It can... I had an uncle who was just the funniest, nicest guy in the world, and if he had a couple of drinks, he was even funnier. But, buddy, that fourth or fifth drink, there was a point he became... I was actually afraid of him. He was so mean. And that's what I remember about him, unfortunately. I like to just remember the funny part, but you don't forget that.
Hey, what exactly is VO? Because I'm not a big drinker.
Isn't it one of those blended, is it like a Pion used to
be? I think so. I think it's like a
Canadian whiskey.
Scotch.
That's it.
And I used to think when my parents or somebody would get together, they'd say, put some VO. I thought they were saying BO. I'm like, what are you, BO?
No, that's a good drink. You put BO. Sometimes you
just, yeah.
If you can sponge up and squeeze out a little BO, that's good.
That's a great segue there, Dan.
It'll knock you right on your butt.
Mm-hmm. If I never drank another drop of alcohol the rest of my life, I wouldn't even notice it. It's that unimportant to me. I don't care. Because I don't like the taste of most of it. If it's real cold, I'll have in a frosted mug a cold beer, but I'll have one. I don't think I've ever had three beers in a row in my life. I just it just isn't that big a deal to me. But there are people who, the minute they get home, it's like if you watch Mad Men or the stuff from, it's like everybody poured everybody a drink. Watch those old shows.
Oh, sure.
Can I pour you something? Yeah, scotch and water. Everybody drank. And there are people that still do that. And I guess to them, it's as important as getting a good night's sleep. I have to have a glass of wine before I go to bed. I have to have my particular highball before dinner or whatever. My late father-in-law, who was the greatest father-in-law that you could ever have and grandfather to my kids, loved German, and he liked his beer. I never saw him intoxicated. And he'd been around beer and Germans and beer drinking his whole life. And I think that's the case with a lot of the people, especially over in Illinois, in the German communities. They like their beer. They drink plenty of it. But they're not drunks. They don't get drunk. They don't hurt anybody. They know when and when not to drive. And,
Just can't buy it all today. And I tell you what, this young generation, you know, look at my sons and their friends, and, I mean, they get it. They get it so much. They take cabs, they cab wherever they go, and I know you, they Uber? They don't drive.
Good.
They're smart, and God love them. And then, you know what, they can have a good time.
Well, and
my sons know, you don't get out of control. You know when to say, all right, I've had enough. And, drink water. It's we call it tweeners. Have a glass of water or a bottle of water in between, a beer or a cocktail. And then you finally say, all right, I'm done. And, you got to be safe. There's just, we all know, we've lost some unbelievable people, so sadly, to drunk drivers. And the drunk driver just, falls out of the vehicle.
What happened over in Illinois on Route 15. That guy who is a known drunk driver.
Oh, my goodness.
Crossed over head on, killed those two guys, and he survives. It's always the drunk driver that survives.
They make it.
Yeah. So hopefully they just nail him to the wall.
And what we ought to do is make it even more frightening and scarier if you're caught driving and drinking. In China, and I've never been to China. John, have you ever been to China?
Frank, are you asking me if I've ever been to China?
China, yeah.
No. Ask me if I ever will go to China.
Now, I'm guessing the answer is no.
No, I have no interest.
We have a friend, and he's a businessman, and he goes to China for business twice a year. He told me that in China, when you go to a business meeting, all the Chinese men in the meeting, by the end of the meeting, are just falling down drunk. But not one of them will get in the car. They all have drivers. Because in China, if they pull you over and you're drunk, there is no trial. You go right to prison. And they know that. And let me tell you something. You talk about an effective way to end drunk driving? Do that. They don't drive drunk because you go to jail. They don't get a chance for defense, nothing. Alcohol, jail. And maybe there's something to that.
You know what?
Chicken butt, 5 cents a cup, dipped in grease.
Well, you don't have to worry about going to jail. That's coming here to Johnny Londop Chevrolet, as we call it JLC. Not only you will just absolutely feel so, you'll feel like you just got out of jail if you've ever been in jail, because the deals are so great. I mean, it's like a...
That's escaping. The worst segue.
You'll feel free. I think he was trying. He kept grinding away at it.
That could be the worst attempt to go from jail to buying a car.
Frank, I'm sorry. I know it's your show. I know it's...
it is.
Opinion show, AM and the PM.
No, it's not.
Funniest guy. I just, my little 2-3 minute segment here.
Two or three? How about 20? How about your 20 minute segment? 15, 20.
We're at about 9 minutes right now. I'm counting 9 minutes and 10 seconds.
Okay.
And I can tell you what, I'd like to talk about Chevrolets.
Let's do it right now. Let's go. Chevrolet.
The best product ever. Chevrolet, the best product ever. Johnny Londa Chevrolet. We've got vehicles priced so low, I cannot believe it. Almost makes me want to buy one myself, which I might, because these prices are unbelievable. So I tell you what, 900 plus new cars, used cars, in stock, new cars, new trucks, and pre-owned vehicles. I get excited. Can you tell that? I get really excited when I start talking about
it. I can tell it right now, yeah.
I'm going to tell you what, the greatest vehicle, greatest truck. I don't care if you hear all this other BS about trucks. Silverado pickup truck is the greatest truck on the road. You know, for those that, you know, get into a Ford or a Dodge, I feel sorry for you, really. Give this Silverado, dump that Ford while you can before you get so buried in it you can't get out of it. The Chevy Silverado, you go to the auction, and you'll see a Chevy Silverado pull up that's 2 or 3 years old. Not 10, not 20, 30 or 40 buyers, people that make a living buying and selling trucks, surround that vehicle trying to bid at an auction. A Ford pulls up, and you might get 10. I mean, it's a vast difference, and it's something that just amazes me, that the after sale and this the popularity of our Silverados are just unbelievable, and we have 17% of MSRP as the rebate on LT double cabs. $8,000 off of a Silverado. Add some Johnny Long up discount. That's $10,000 off a Silverado double cab LT. So it's just a great time to buy. Great time to buy, Frank. Am I telling you that?
Yeah, you are.
Hi.
We're listening.
Hey, so, check your phone, John. I sent you a text.
Is it something dirty?
No. No, not really. Hey. It's like kind of like a new slogan.
No, I don't think so, Dan. But here's what I think of that.
I think about this as we wrap this up. You got the whole weekend to think about this. Another way to raise money for backstoppers in the boxing ring. We know we have Guns and Hoses once a year, but how about Ford boxing Chevy dealers?
Oh.
You get a Ford dealer and a Chevy, and you get several of them. Round one would be this Ford dealer, Chevy dealer, in the ring together.
As long as I get to pick which Ford dealer I get to fight.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that it would work out that way, but
this is your creation. You're coming up with this idea.
Yeah.
I'm coming up because I know
I don't have to do it because I'm not.
You know, the one thing about when the cops are fighting the firefighters, policemen fighting firefighters on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving down at Scott Trade, there'll be 30,000 people there, and they're just some of the greatest people in our community. They're not really trying to hurt each other.
Well, we know that.
But I tell you what.
But if you were fighting Ford dealer, you would be trying to hurt him. Why it would be such a great event.
It'd be like old-time hockey back in the, back in the day, back in the 60s and 70s when they were just, you know, just let them go. Let them just keep fighting until they, you know, they can't see anymore because there's so much blood pouring out of their head.
Pouring out of their ass?
No, their head.
Oh.
That's quite a fight.
Somebody's
doing something wrong.
Somebody fell on a skate.
I do need a skate. It's boxing.
No.
Hockey. Okay. Yeah. I think the only thing left to do is give them your phone number.
Do you watch any boxing, Frank?
I do. I think it's stupid, and I think people who box, I think it's a stupid thing to do, beat each other's brains out.
Who's boxing on August the 26th?
Is this the Mayweather thing?
Yeah, and who's he boxing?
He's boxing, it's a UFC guy.
Right.
I can't think of his name, but yeah.
Conor McGregor.
Yeah, I know about the fight. It'll draw a huge audience.
Did you see any of the preliminary, Monday, I think?
No, I haven't.
You've got to just YouTube it or Google it. I mean, these two are hilarious.
Oh, I saw some stuff.
I
can tell right now they hate each other.
I like watching UFC and I like watching boxing, but I'm not sure why, because I do think that it's in a way
barbaric
and stupid. And my goodness, you run the risk of literally having your brains knocked out. It's compelling, and you can't help but not get into it, especially if it's a couple of really good fighters. So
my dad was a boxer as a kid, okay?
Yeah.
I think it was his 16th fight or something that he got kind of almost knocked out cold. And my grandpa, you know, that beautiful guy from Macedonia, he was his manager. So he's got the towel, and he's trying to wave him, and he's sink, up. And my dad's like, I'm done. You know, I'm done. And, you know, the referee's counting it down, And my grandpa goes, no, you're not. You can get up. He goes, no, I'm done. I'm not going to box again. That was it. That was the last time he fought. He didn't want to get that pretty face of his beat up. And when we would watch a boxing match, as soon as the bell would ring, he would get out of his chair, and he would kind of halfway shadow box. He could never sit and watch a round of boxing. And back when... Sugar Ray Leonard was fighting Marvelous Marvin Hagler. Sugar Ray had not fought in, I think, 2 years because of his eye injury. Uh-huh. And I got a bunch of guys, and I got, you know, the pay-per-view. And my dad took money from every one of us. He goes, who do you guys want? Who do you want here? Well, my dad, don't do this. You're going to lose. Marvelous Marvin Hagler is going to just beat the tar out of. And that's when Sugar Ray came out southpaw. And totally just Marvelous Marvin Hagler didn't know what to do. It took him like 5 rounds to finally, you know, figure it out. And then on the 6th round, I think Sugar Ray went to the conventional. I mean, it was a great fight.
Well, one of my greatest interviews ever was when I got to interview Muhammad Ali, and I'll still. In fact, I'll play. Yeah. He was very consistent about believing he was the greatest, and of course, he said it during this interview. I'll play you just this small portion of it. I'm the greatest of all time. Who's on the list? Who's Joe Frazier? I will be the greatest fighter ever lived. Who's Joe Frazier? I'm the greatest fighter. I'm the greatest. I know the Zanon Senior. He boxed like I whoop his ass if I could come to St. Louis.
Wow. Muhammad Ali. Wow.
Great.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you.
That's great.
All right.
That's it. That's all I got. 314-837-1800 there. 314-837-1800. That's the phone number to Transportation Dreams coming true every day, every hour on the hour here at Johnny Law and Up Chevrolet for the greatest listeners in the world, the AM and the PM crowd.
We agree. Thank you, John.
Now I'm going to jump in my car so I can hear your segment, Scott.
All right. You won't be sorry. Right. Thank you.
See you, John.
Bye-bye. Has there ever been a more listenable, and I don't care if, there's never been a time when anybody did more for sport than Ali did for boxing, because I don't care who you were, when Howard Cosell and Muhammad Ali got together, it was beyond hysterical.
They were a team. Both characters.
Muhammad Ali, you're so truculent. I don't know what that means. I don't know what truculent means. I'll sound like the greatest father ever lived. How cool said, I hope you toupee. I'll knock the toupee off your head. It was always funny. All right, we're running late now, and I think you know whose fault that was. First Community Credit Union. Let's just talk for a minute about banking. I think most people bank. There are some very old people, I believe, 98 maybe, and they don't trust banks, and they go pay their bills with cash and actually go to the electric company. And there are not many of those people. Most people bank. You bank. I bank. We all bank. We all scream for ice cream. But I do all my banking at First Community Credit Union and have for years. Now, is there just a tremendous difference in banking there and banking any other place? Maybe with some places and with others, maybe not. But you'll always notice enough of a difference that you'll be glad you made the change. You'll notice that you never have to worry or check to see if their rates are competitive. That's their job. They do that. They make sure you get the best rates you possibly can, based, of course, on your credit history, whether it's to borrow money or to, save money. And checking and see all that stuff, debit, credit, convenient, 43 locations. And that makes them the number one credit union with more locations than anybody else. And the largest in terms of, stability and security. So I realize it's not going to be the first thing on your list of things to do the next few days, but would you at least just put it somewhere on the list and think about it? We'd appreciate it. Tell them your AM and the PM, and I won't get a chance to remind you again until before Saturday. So Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, the yard sale, sponsored exclusively by First Community Credit Union. If you've never heard it, please, please check it out. I think you'll really like it. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Meet me.
Time for another check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they cleared that accident or stall on westbound Highway 70 at Zumbel off to the right shoulder of the ramp to Zumbel. Now, traffic is still a little bit heavy between 94 and Zumbel. Got another accident on eastbound Highway 79, eastbound 70 east of Highway 79, blocking the right lane. You have an accident they've called out 3 different times for EMS. Richardson Road, right over the overpass on Highway 55. Southbound 270 is a little bit south of Dorset now, down through Dorset. 40 Ferry. We have eastbound 44 heavy from Jefferson onto the 55 ramp, slow from that point up to the Poplar Street Bridge. And eastbound Highway 270 really jamming up now, Missouri Bottom through Washington Elizabeth. This traffic report is brought to you by Lowe's. Get an extra 5% off every day with your Lowe's Advantage card. Subject to credit approval and cannot be combined with any other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Hi, Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware here. And I would like to talk to you about...
Excuse me.
Yes.
I just moved into a new house and I really need to update my door locks and knobs. Can you help me?
We sure can. Here at Schnars Hardware, we have over 200 decorative hardware items on display, ready for you to order.
Awesome.
We order direct from quality companies such as Baldwin, Rocky Mountain Hardware, and MTech. When your order arrives, we may be able to match them to your current key. Do you have one that you would like to use?
Well, I have this one for the back door, the one for the side door, one for the garage, one for the shed, and... Oh, here they are. These two go to the front door.
Since you are replacing all of your locks, would you like us to key them alike so that you only need one key to open all the doors to your home?
Yes, please. Oh, and you were... clearly recording a commercial before I interrupted, so I'll let you get back to that.
Oh, that's okay. So come by Schnars and let us help you eliminate that janitor jingle from your key ring. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. For location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
All right, one more opportunity before we break. We do the news, and before you know it, it'll be time for Scott Sherman. He's here to help you with your legal stuff. I have... And I'm glad I have. I've become pretty good friends, I think, with Derek Nagel and his son, Sean. They run Gateway Lock and Security. And when we started this, I thought, well, they're going to get 90% of the business they're going to get from being on with us is going to be the ultra-high-definition surveillance security camera business. It turns out they're getting a lot of proximity card and keyless entry business. And I do believe, in fact, I'm surprised it's not already here. I believe there'll be a time when nobody will have a key to anything. We've all but eliminated them for cars. Push button start, even on entry level priced cars, $14,000 cars, push button. I don't think we're going to need keys anymore. You see these guys walking around with a big old jangling key that I guess they makes them look important. I guess I'm a supervisor. I got a bunch of keys. I don't think there'll be keys. I think everything is going to be proximity. You get close enough to it, it recognizes the device, and boom, you're in. Or keyless, meaning, a code, 40632. Oh, shoot, I just gave the station front door code. Oh, now everybody's going to come in here. They do a lot of that. And then, of course... when it comes to ultra-high-definition surveillance cameras, please, folks, please don't try to do that yourself. They make it look easy on the box, just like they make it look easy to assemble a grill. It's not. Let the pros do it. Gateway Lock and Security. Please check their website, gatewaylockandsecurity.com, and always tell them your